We're going to begin with the Mishnah that begins at the bottom of Nun Hei Amud Bet and goes on to the top of Nun Vav Amud Aleph, Shabraisa from the Tosefta. The Gemara is going to use it to question again Rabbi Yehuda's position, and then going to solve it. Most of the time, again, it's spent on the Mishnah, not really on the question. The Braisa is very complicated. What we'll do is we'll go through it with Rashi's Pshat first. We can point out some of the problems, and then after we finish, we'll come back and look at it through the eyes of Tosafot to see where, you know, he gives alternative options to how to learn the Braita. Right, so Tanur Rabbanan, the bottom of the second to last line on the Hamud Bet, Tanur Rabbanan, in luchim behema bima'ot maser sheni. You're not allowed to purchase an animal with the money of maser sheni. Now this is true, as Rashi points out, chutz liyushalayim. This is not true in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, one can purchase a behemoth, an animal, with ma'alut ma'aser sheni. Although generally, one is encouraged, or the right thing to do is to buy a korban shlamim with the money, or the ma'alut ma'aser sheni. So here we're talking about someone who's buying it outside of Yerushalayim. What are the problems of buying it outside of Yerushalayim? Rashi brings down two issues. One is, tzarta akesef biyodecha, meaning that you must bring the money up. Once you've exchanged the ma'aser sheni to money, then what you bring up to Yerushalayim is the money, not an object that you buy with the money. Number two, which is interesting, is Shema Tachish B'Torah Haderech. Right, maybe the behema will weaken on the way up to Yerushalayim. I'm not sure if that means that it'll have less to eat when you get up there, meaning that it'll be weakened or it won't make it up to Yerushalayim. But for every reason, right, that there's an issue, again, with buying a behema outside of Yerushalayim. Okay. Ve'im lakach Bishogeg. What happens if he does, in the end, buy a behema with the ma'ut ma'aser sheni, except that it was a shogeg? By accident, he did this. Yachziru damim limkomam. So if it's done by accident, then we say return the money. Meaning that we sell to the seller of the behema, return the money to the locale, to the buyer, because had he known these were ma'ut ma'aser sheni, he never would have purchased the animal, now because now he has an obligation to bring this animal up to Yerushalayim. And that's never what he wanted, or never intended for. So here the mekach, in a sense, is a mekach ta'ut, because, right, then we want the mocher, again, to retract or take back the behemah, and he doesn't have the lokeach, the buyer doesn't have this problem. Meziv, taleh v'tochal b'makom. If he does it on purpose, when he buys the behemah, then too bad, right? He knew that was Ma'ut Ma'aser Sheni. He knew he was acquiring a behemah. Now he's going to bring it up to Makom, is Yerushalayim. That he's got to bring the behemah up to Yerushalayim. He's got to deal with the problem that he has caused himself. So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, B'med Vurim Amurim. What we were talking about here, B'mitzkavein. The way Rashi explains over here, B'mitzkavein, right? That is the case that we're talking about here. Where? B'mezid, that's the last case of Mezid, Lahotzi Ma'ut Ma'aser Sheni L'chulin. Right, so that Rashi says the word mitkavein is not meaning that he was mitkavein over here. Because if he is mitkavein over here, there's no difference between shogeg and mezid, because he then is for sure a mezid. And the Gemara is about to say, ben shogeg, ben mezid. So Rashi explains mitkavein is, well, what is the mitkavein in the case where a person does it ben mezid? That's what we're talking about here. Before, we said the first two cases in the Mishnah where he's buying an animal to take the animal up to Yerushalayim. In this instance, right, is a case where he is buying the animal, in order to get rid of the ma'aser sheni. He does not want the obligation to take this ma'ut ma'aser sheni up to Yerushalayim. So then, ben bishogeg, ben be'mezid, whether he expends them by accident or on purpose. And over here, Rashi says that his intent is to buy the animal and eat it in the spot. Alright, he's not going to take this animal up to Yerushalayim. He's going to buy the animal with the ma'ut ma'aser sheni, and he's going to eat it here. Yachziru damim likomam. Then we reverse the transaction. Why do we reverse the transaction? Well, so there, it depends on, right, b'shogeg or b'mezid. In shogeg, we reverse it because of the problem of mekach tos again. Meaning that his underlying assumption was that, right, he wasn't dealing with ma'ut ma'aser sheni. The fact that he wasn't dealing with Ma'ut Ma'aser Sheni, again, we say reverse the transaction. If he does it on purpose, He does it on purpose. Now what he's doing is buying an animal with Malus Master Sheni. What's the difference between this case and the case in the Reisha? In the case in the Reisha, when he buys the animal, he's going to take the animal up to Yerushalayim. So where do they say, let the transaction stand? Because it's his problem. He's got to get the animal up to Yerushalayim now. In the second half, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is that his intent is when he buys his animals to eat it here. So here he is, he's going to expend the Malus Master Sheni and then eat the animal on the spot. So amazing, we say reverse the transaction. Why? Because it's the problem of the mocher, in a sense, in the mocher, because you have a problem of, at least naiver, loti ten mechshol, you have a problem at the knas, on the mocher, that he's allowing such a transaction to take place, right, despite the fact that he knows this person is expending malus master sheni now, which is going to end up eating an animal outside of Yerushalayim. So then we're konate the mocher to reverse the transaction and not me'afsher, not enable this person to eat his malus master sheni outside of Yerushalayim. V'hanan tnan. So according to Rashi, what's the question here? Rav Yehuda Omer b'mezid ki mishnah. This is going back to our mishnah. Rav Yehuda says when it comes to right master sheni, we have the opinion of Rabbi Meir, which is ben b'shogeg ben mezid lo kidesh.
Rav Meir says that master sheni money is kesef.
But Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shogeg lo kidesh b'mezid kidesh. If he expends the money on purpose, then we say that she is mitkadesh, and she must take the money up to Yerushalayim. So why don't we say over here, the way Rashi formulates the question, right, is why don't we say over here the same thing that we're saying by the case of the behema? Over here, he's trying to marry a woman. On purpose, he gives the money to the woman in order to marry her, right? And we say that the kedushin are valid, and the woman must take it up to Yerushalayim. We don't make them reverse the transaction. How come over here, right, you're saying what? Right, Megzurit, we're making a knas that you have to reverse a transaction. And it's very difficult. I mean, this is one of the problems with Sosa's Rashi, but the way Rashi's formulated, you actually have, when he paid the money, the behemoth becomes Kodesh from Maisa Sheni. And now the Chachamim are saying the knas, reverse the transaction, which may not even be possible. I mean, it may not even be possible to reverse the Kedusha back onto the money, and yet we're saying, reverse the transaction over here. So if Rabbi Yehuda believes when you do v'mezid, it's a valid transaction, the person's got it, the person who's the buyer, I mean the acceptor of the money, has got to deal with it, like over here, the woman. So too in our case, let's say that the guy who bought the money, he knew he was using Miles Master Sheni, he expended the money, it ends up on the bank, Kedusha ends up on the bank, and that's it, deal, right, deal with it, that's the point, you know what you're doing, you got to deal with it, why are we blaming the mocher and telling him to reverse the transaction? Where it says, well, I'm Rabbi Lazar, Isha Yadah, Shein Miles Master Sheni Mitzchalim Al Yadah. Right? The woman knows that, well, there's a big difference over here. The woman knows when the man gives her the Ma'ot Master Sheni, nothing has changed about those Ma'ot Master Sheni. They remain Ma'ot Master Sheni Kodesh when she receives them. And therefore she knows, well, Ola Abba Ochol Tov Yerushalayim. She knows that she's going to have to take them up to Yerushalayim to eat them or expend them in Yerushalayim. That's not true in our case. In our case, the money, right, is nitpas onto the behemah. So here, this person expending the Malus Master Sheni, if it was about the Malus Master Sheni, and the Malus Master Sheni remained that way, we could say the Mocher, take it up to Yerushalayim, that's your problem. But that's not what happens here. What happens here is that
the Lokeach
thinks, right, that I got rid of my Malus Master Sheni. Meantime, he got back on his behema. Now he's got a behema of Malus Master Sheni, and he doesn't know that he has to, you know, I mean, he thinks he's done with his Malus Master Sheni. Meantime, now he's got this behema that's really Kodesh, then he doesn't realize, right, the technicalities of what has just transpired. So Maskif Rabbi Yirmiya, here it says, wait a minute, why? Bahare behemat meya, vavadimu karka oath, the adam yudeh she'en ma'ot ma'ot she'en mitchalulim alim. People know that you can't purchase with these items, behemat meya, avadim, and karka oath, because all of them are not edible. Right, so it's clear, everybody knows you can't expend ma'ot ma'ot she'en on these items. It's not. We have a Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni. It says, what? You can't purchase these items. Afilu b'Yerushalayim. Right, of course, outside of Yerushalayim, it's not even a question, but even in Yerushalayim, you can expend Ma'ot Ma'aser Sheni on these items. V'im lakach, if you do buy them, yochal kenegdan. Then the purchaser must, what? Eat equivalent value of Ma'aser Sheni. Meaning he must redeem the Ma'ot Ma'aser Sheni wherever they are. So now, wait a minute. If, again, that the whole point is when people know about the Malus Master Sheni, we say, go ahead, let the transaction stand, right? And then everybody will deal, right? Everybody will deal with what they have in hand. So if that's the case, then here we have a case where everybody knows that the Malus Maaser Sheni don't work, and nowhere here do we say reverse the transaction, right? We actually put the onus on the buyer, the lokeach over here. In our case, the behema, we're putting the onus on the mocher. The mocher to reverse the transaction and to rectify the situation. Over here we're saying no, let the transaction stand, and the lokeach, the buyer, will have to deal, right, with the problems here. So again, let's just read in Rashi, I'll just read a couple of Rashis with you quickly. If you look at just at the narrow lines, Amar Rabbi Elazar. So Amar Rabbi Elazar. B'matnitan lekla l'mitnesei klal d'ishi yodah. In our Mishnah, which is the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda, it says b'mezid that it works, the Kiddushin. Right? There's no reason to have a kanas. Right? V'lon kavna l'utziya l'chulin. His intent, right? Rashi said the problem in the Mishnah above was that he intends to make the malut into Maaser Sheni, into chulin. He's trying to get rid of this Maaser Sheni problem. This seller of the behema in the Mishnah above from the Tosefta, so the Tosefta about the behema knows that when this guy expends the money on the behema, it's going to go into the behema. Right now they become chulin in his hand. Right, because he causes this lokeach to think that he's given away his Maaser Sheni. Meantime, he's now ended up with a behema Maaser Sheni. He's going to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. And he knows that this guy is going to take this animal and eat it in his city. Right? Now, Gemara says, right? He's going to take some teasim in Yerushalayim. But it's not. If he's an equivalent amount, he'll take his own money. Wherever this money is in the hands of the mocher, it'll be put onto this money. Then you have to eat them, take that money and use it in Yerushalayim. So why over here in our instance do we say, right, okay, when we say that the transaction is problematic, here he's not allowed to purchase these things with Malus Maaser Sheni. So we say they're not mitchalel on these items when he knows it doesn't work. And then what do we say? Let the lokeach rectify the situation. Let him take other money out and rectify the situation. So how come over here we put the onus on the lokeach? And in our case, it might have been, we put the onus on the mocher. I mean, it makes no sense. I mean, why don't it be consistent? Either it's the lokeach's problem, or it's the mocher's problem.
Is the kasha here on, as you just said, is the kasha on the case with the behema? Or is it a kasha on how can we say a woman is mitzkadeshet?
Right, well, the problem is raised because our explanation of why a woman is mitzkadeshet. But it turns out to be two issues. One issue is when the money is not mitzchalelet, and you know it's not going to be a mitzchalelet, who is the onus on? Right? So that's one issue. And then number two is, if once we get to that situation, the onus is on the lokeach, how come in our case the onus is on the mocher? Right? So it's problematic from both perspectives. One perspective is our explanation of why by an isha it's different. Right? We say by an isha it's different because she knows. So here we are. By the woman, she gets money. She sells something. And she's putting herself up. Or the woman is selling herself, and she now has the money most associated. We say the transaction is a good transaction, and she must take the money out of Yerushalayim. So over here too, person buys these items. It does not work. It's not mitchalel on these items. Right. So let's, again, the mocher, who is the equivalent of the woman here, let him take care of the money out of Yerushalayim. We say no. That the payoff has to deal with this, and Yochal can exempt. So number one, that's a problem because by the woman we say the mocher deals with it. And over here we're saying the lokeach deals with it. And that secondarily will be a problem because before by Maaser Behema also we said that it's the mocher's obligation and not the lokeach's obligation.
The comparison is a flawed comparison. You're comparing the mocher to the mocher as though the mocher has the same role in each case. But it's not true.
See what the answer to the gemara is and then we'll come back and see total positions of Rashi's explanation. So he said, Ella, hocha b'isha chavera skinan di'adav. Over here we're talking about a woman that knows that Maaser Sheni is not mitchalelet, right, on her kiddushin. But that's not true of a sam mocher. I mean, as opposed to, right, in general, so here we're making even a finer... Right, yeah, exactly. So we're making a finer distinction now. We're making a distinction that a woman here, we're not talking about general women, we're talking about a specific woman who really understands, a chavira, who understands the dinim of Maaser Sheni. By understanding the dinim of Maaser Sheni, she knows that if she does kiddushin, that it's not mitchalelet, and she's going to be obligated or responsible to take that money up to Yerushalayim. That's not true of normal sellers. Normal sellers, even when they're selling a behemah tmeah or karka with to ma'ot maser sheni, they are unaware of the fact that when they sell it, right, that the money is not miskalelet, and now they're carrying maeser, ma'ot maser sheni. Now we refine Rabbi Elizabeth saying not all women know. It's a very unique subset of women that know. And that's true of everything. I mean, if the only unique subset of women know that ma'ot maser sheni lat miskalelet, that's true also by behemah tmeah and karkaot, right? This is not going to be general. People don't know that, don't understand that. Right, Mark. Imlakach, right, it's pretty close. Yochal connect done. Over here, the lokeach, we force the lokeach to rectify the situation. Vamai. Yechzru demavlim komam. Why don't we reverse the transaction? Ki hotam. Like the case of Meister Behema. Instead of saying, right, obligating the lokeach here to now take out extra money, get rid of the ma'ot maser sheni in the hands of the lokeach, why don't we say, reverse the right transaction, like lokeach behema Torah. When you buy them lokeach Torah, we say take back the transaction. When we end up with a situation where a person does not want or an unwanted situation, we reverse the transaction. So where it says Amar Shmuel kishabarach hamokibarach the mocher ran away. Mocher is no longer here. Right, since the mocher is not here, the only way to rectify the situation is to have the lokeach right be repurchased or redeem the money. The time of the barak, that's because he ran away. Hallo barak, had he not run away, kansin on the mocher, then we would put a knas on the mocher, and we would insist on a reversal of the transaction. That's it. Oh, so Tosfos asked your question. How is it a knas?
Because it's a balagan for him.
Right. No, the knas is the fact that we have.
Yeah, he thought he has cash and he can do whatever he wants, and now.
No, Tosfos says that Tosfos asks you a question. He says that the knas here, you have to indicate the knas here, that the chachamim could have solved the problem in different ways. Like, for instance, they could have the lokeach put up the extra money and redeem it. The fact that they reversed the transaction, right, is the knas and the mocher that now you've inconvenienced him, now you've caused the whole transaction to fall through. I mean, the fact that the chachamim rectify it by reversing the transaction, that is the knas and the mocher. That's what Tosfos explains with the knas. Punish the lokeach. I mean, the lokeach is the one who caused the problem here. Let's punish the lokeach. Why are we getting on the mocher's back? It says, "Lava achbar ganav, elachor ganav." Famous Mar's line, right? It's not the achbar, it's not the weasel, the mouse that steals. It's the hole in the wall that steals. It says, "Vilo achbar achor amaykavit." Right, the hole in the wall is useless without the mouse or the weasel to bring the food into the hole. So what are you talking about? It says, "Mistavra kohecha deika yisura hotam kantina." Whereas the principle here, which it establishes, that wherever the Isur is, that's who we're going to cause the problem for. So where is the Isur over here? The Isur is residing with, right, the Mocher, because he has the Ma'ot Maser Sheni now. So since he has the Ma'ot Maser Sheni, we're going to force him to have the Knas, force him to have the transaction be reversed, because he's the one who has the issue over here. Right. Alright, so now, that's Rashi's explanation of the Gemara. What I'll do is point out Tosfos on the Nun Vav and Aleph. The Tosfos Alam is Kaveh. It's about the middle of the Tosfos, towards the bottom of where the box is. He says, Kach Perisha Kuntris. And he says, the Kasha Tuva. He says, I have many questions on the explanation of Rashi. It's like the dead center of the Tosfos Alam is Kaveh. Towards the end. Kach Perisha Kuntris, Kasha Tuva. Chada, Da'atu B'Rishia Skina. First of all, are we dealing with Rishayim here? I mean, that what is Rashi's explanation of the Mishnah in Meister Behema? Is that the guy wants to eat his maaser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. I mean, that's his intent over here. Number one. Right, that the lokeach is coming to Yerushalayim. Oh, kasha. My lisnei iver lo titen michsholi kahocha. What type? He claims over here that there's a lisnei iver by the mocher, that he's going to allow this transaction to go through, knowing that the lokeach is going to eat the behema over here outside of Yerushalayim. Because why? We know, right, that the din of lisnei iver lo titen michsholi only has application when you provide or enable something that no one else can do. I mean, that you're doing something for this buyer that he couldn't do somewhere else. Meantime, all the buyer has to do is go to the next guy. I mean, that if he doesn't buy it from you, he'll buy it from the next mocher behema, and you're not providing him any service, right, that he can't find somewhere else. So there is no din of lifneiver lo titen michshol. Right, said number three problem that says the chimishum knas emar yachzru damim lekomam, right? V'yo mocher yochal behema chutz liyushalayim. So now what are you going to do? You're going to reverse the transaction. If you reverse the transaction over here, meanwhile you have a meister behema, right, that was bought, because the more, it works. When you buy them at the behemah with it, the behemah becomes a Maisa Sheni behemah, and now you're saying reverse the transaction. So what's the mocher going to do when he gets his animal back? He's going to use it, eat it outside of your shrine. Meantime, this animal is Kodesh, right, or Bekudash, with Maisa Sheni. How could you reverse the transaction? How is the question from Yehuda even relevant to the price that we're bringing from Maisa Behemah? Why is that? The cases have nothing to do with each other. Right? Over here, the Lokeach, right, according to Rashi, says, I'm not going to take it up to Yerushalayim, and that's why the transaction should fail. Whereas over here, the Isha says she's willing to take it up to Yerushalayim. How can you even, how do you compare the two cases? The question has nothing, we bring a case from a, that's truly true with all of this, that it seems like the cases are totally different. In one case, we're talking about a Lokeach who's trying to get rid of his Melos Maser Sheni, he's not going to take it up to Yerushalayim. The other case is the Mocher is selling it, and then the Dom is not Mitchalel, right, and nobody here is refusing to take it up to Yerushalayim. So it says, Lokach Perish Reed. Alright, so this is how the Reed explains it. About Mitzkaven Osim Ma'ot Maser Sheni L'chulin. What does that mean, Mitzkaven Osim Maser Sheni L'chulin? Komar. Shehidna Ima Mocher. That he makes a condition with the buyer. Shlotichol Kedusha Ma'ot Ala Behema. El Ma'ot Yu B'Kedusha. He makes a deal with the Mocher and says, I'm not redeeming this money on the Behema, but the money will remain B'Kedusha Maser Sheni. Va'ala Mocher La'otan L'Yerushalayim. And it's Mocher's obligation to take it up to Yerushalayim. Now the cases look very similar. In all these cases, you're expending ma'ot ma'aser sheni, and they are not mitchalelet. Right? In the other two cases, because it doesn't work, by kiddushin of the isha, and by the case of behemah tmeya and karkaot, it just doesn't work, the chilul. Over here, the chilul would work, but they make a specific tnai that says that the chilul will not work. So that money remains as ma'ot ma'aser sheni. Now you have three cases that are exactly the same, which is the mocher. What? Oh, so what's wrong with that? Very good. Right? Vala mocher la otan Yerushalayim. So what's the problem here? The right of the Zed, the Chai Shina, the Shema Yochlam a mocher chutz l'Yerushalayim. So who's over? Right? Why? Because he thinks, we think the mocher is going to eat the matter of Yerushalayim, because he thinks, a mocher, the pokum yinayu kdushat master sheni. Because the mocher says, even though, apa gam shepir shalol okeach, even though there's an explicit deny here, that it won't work, he thinks, sever shen lokeach lafkiya kdushat maot. I don't believe that the tnai he's making here, right, this is the shaky part of the read part of his explanation, which is that he says, right, the point that, even though he specifically says, he says it doesn't work anyway. So all right, now, I'm saying I would separate, now the Rashi's shot, right, exactly, the weak point in the read shot. So the weak point in Rashi's shot is that the cases have nothing to do with each other, meaning that you have a case here where you've expended Ma'ot Maser Sheni, the case by the Isha, the Kedushin of the Isha, and the case of the Behemah Tmeya, the transactions really fail in the sense of moving the Maaser Sheni. The Ma'ot remain Maaser Sheni, right, and therefore the Ma'ot Maser Sheni are with the Mocher. In the case by Maaser Behemah, you expend the Ma'ot, and it works, and the Ma'ot Maser Sheni now end up with the Lokeach. So you have cases that look different. But at least you have a reason to believe, according to Rashi, that there's a chash, that this guy might eat this thing outside of Yerushalayim.
Although we did have a story also in the Mishnah with the woman that she wants to give these cases, but she won't want to go.
Right, but here she knows. It's a case of amazing. She knows about it. Right? When she knows about it, we say that she's willing to accept it. Right, she's willing to do it. All right, so that's the weakness in Rashi's chash. The strength in Rashi's chash is that we understand what the problem is in that misunderstanding of the Sosef. So the weakness is that the cases don't seem so powerful. The strength of the Reed's shot is that all the cases are exactly the same. The Bokher always ends up with the Ma'ot Maser Sheni. The problem with the Reed's shot is that in that case of Maaser Behemah, alright, how did he end up with it? Because they made a specific tonight. So what are we worried about? We're worried, alright, Tosef says, because he won't believe that the tonight really works. Because he knows that Ma'ot Maser Sheni work on a Behemah, and he's going to say, yeah, this guy's just, you know, Masnao Mashikaz of Batorah. And it'll work, you know, it'll still work even despite that fact. Okay, so based on that, then the Gemara flows easier, according to the Reed's Pshat, about what the question is from Yehuda and what the question is afterwards. Again, why you conate the Lokeach? In all these cases, we're saying that the Mocher, like the woman by the Mocher, has to take it up. In the case by Behemoth Mea and Karkos, we say the Lokeach, right, is pressured. So again, then, that's a question on Isha, that's a question on Maaser Behemah, why we focus on the Lokeach in that case and the Mocher in the other cases. So the Gemara says that we truthfully would be koneh to mocher in all cases.
But if they do a tnai and he knows that the tnai is that it's
right, it should be his obligation to deal with it. Right. So in all these cases, we'd be koneh to mocher, except in the case where the mocher is not here, then we say to Lokeach, take care of the situation because the mocher is not available for us to be koneh him to deal with the situation.
Anyway, if the mocher ran away,
yeah.
How do we know that he is planning not to deal with it?
We don't, and therefore we're choshesh that it might, and therefore we put the obligation, put the onus onto the lokeach now to deal with it, because he expended it inappropriately. All right, so we just got to move through the rest of the daf. We're going to stop and move quickly. It's a new Mishnah. Okay, mekadesh beorla bikilai karem b'shor niskal b'egla rufa b'tzipore mitzora b'tzei ar nazir u'petach chamor u'basar b'chalav b'chulin shenishkatu b'zera eina mikudeshet. All these are isurei hana'a. All these cases are things that you're not allowed to get benefit from, right? So since you're not allowed to get benefit from them, if you're mitzkadesh with them, it fails because you haven't given her anything, right? Machran v'kidesh v'demayim. If he sells them, meaning he violates the isur hana'ah and sells them, right? Then he uses the money that he gets from that, then he is mitzkadeshit, because as opposed to ma'aser sheni and other items, the money is not in pots here. I mean, if you sell an isur hana'ah, the money is good money. I mean, it's free and clear money. You've done a violation. The Isra Anah remains an Isra Anah, and the money that you get is chulin. That money, if you expend it to use as kiddushin, then it's a valid kiddushin, because the money does not take on the character of Isra Anah. Isra Anah is gone, and you have money now. The money you can use to be mitzkadesh. That doesn't mean that it was a good transaction, or necessarily that you won't. You're not obligated to repay the other person for signing Isra Anah if you didn't know about it. But all right.
So if you sold the Isra Anah,
you have to get it. You're right. You can't do it. You have to get the object back. You can't be nitpat. Isra Anah is not nitpat. You can't redeem Isra Anah wherever it is in the olam. That doesn't work.
But Isra Anah remains osur ba'anah.
Right. The object, the chesed, remains osur ba'anah, and you can't rectify that in any way. So where it says ve'or lo minolan. Yes. Arelim lo yachel. Ein li ala Isra achila. Know that there's only Isra achila. Anah minayin. How do I know that? Shloinem mimenu v'lo yitzavebo. You can't get benefit from it. You can't paint with it. V'lo yadlikbo in there, and you can't light a candle with it. Tamalomer varotem are latov. They're both at kulam, right? So there's an additional arel restriction here. Areli means that it should be distant from you. It's something inappropriate for you. That addition is the addition of hana beyond or above the achila. So now, bikulai bikaren min alun. How do I know the kilay karen is osur bihana? Right? Amar chizki amar kra pen tukdash. Right? Pen tukad esh. Right? So there over there when you shouldn't plant. Right, the grain and the vineyard together, because it might become kodesh. Kodesh over here means asur, right? So they take it. That's an acronym for pen tukadesh. Maybe you will have to burn it, burning it because it's in Isur Hanoh. Rav Ashi Amar pen iye kodesh. Now read it as not pen tukadesh, but pen iye kodesh. Maybe it will come like kodesh. So where it says, wait, if it's going to be kodesh, you make kodesh to face the demav yotzei lechulin. Afkei lakem to face the demav yotzei lechulin. If you want to learn it from kodesh, then it should act like kodesh, and you should be able to transfer. Just like you transfer kedusha kodesh from one object to another, you should be able to transfer this isur hana'ah off of the kilay karam onto money. And we know that's not true. Elam chavarta kitechizkiyah. The explanation of chizkiyah seems appropriate. Shor nitzgal minayin. How do we know that shor nitzgal is osur banah? The Tanya. Bimatzmer shenemar so kol yisakel ashur. Right, that we say that the shore is going to be killed. Any yodeh shenevelahi. Right, once it's killed, once it's sown, right, the animal's in the veil and you can't eat it. Unevelah asur b'achila. What does it mean that you can't? Right. What do you mean you can't eat the shor nitzgal? Of course, it's dead. Can't eat it. Right. So magid lecha shim shachto la'achar shenigmar dino asur ba'achila. Right. That teaches you that after the gmar din, where it's already chayav to be right nitzgal, if you go ahead and shecht it properly, so now you have a proper shechita. Nevertheless, it is asur ba'achila. How do we know that it's also restricted on anah? Tamalomar uvala shor naki. The Baal Shor Naki, what does that mean? My mashma, how do you know that means Isra Anah? Shimon ben Zoma Omer, Kadam Shomer Lechaveral, like the person says to his friend, Yasar Ploni Naki Minichatzav. The person has been freed of all of his possessions. Bein Lo Baham, Hana Shel Kum. Meaning, being freed of all your possessions means that he has no benefit anymore. He has no ability to, right, enjoy those possessions anymore. So, Dovir, Baal Shor Naki means he gets no more benefit from this, meaning that even after the shore is dead, whatever's left over, he can't get Hana from the carcass of the shore, haniskal. So where it says, mimai dahai lo yochal et saro, right, lehecha de shachil achash, and mikmar din nohu da'ata. How do you know that when it says lo yochal et saro, it's talking about after the gmar din, when you shecht it, that it's inappropriate? Dilma? No, maybe. Hecha de shachil achash, and mikmar din nohu shari. But truthfully, after the gmar din, if you shechted it, it would be fine. It would be fine, you could eat it then. Bahalo yochal, hecha de sakle miskalhu da'ata. Right, and the lo yochal is coming to teach us after it is stoned. You had a question before, after it's stoned, we know you can't eat it. No, we're going to use this to ask Rabbi Lazar. Right, we're going to use that from Rabbi Lazar that says, what? Rabbi Lazar, kol kamon, shenemar, lo yochal, lo tochal, v'lo tochlu. echad isur achila ve'echad isur anah, that whenever the Torah uses the term lo yochal, you may not eat, that automatically means there's an isur achila and an isur hana'ah. Ad shevrei lecha katuv gederet shefrat lecha b'nevela. Because by nevela, the Torah goes out of its way to explicitly tell you that you're allowed to get benefit from a nevela. You're allowed to sell a nevela. Why does the Torah have to specifically tell you that you're allowed to get benefit from the nevela? The only restriction on a nevela is that you may not eat the nevela. So if eating, just not eating a nevela means simply don't eat it, then the Torah doesn't have to come and explicitly tell you don't get, you can get hana from it. Ella must mean that the word lo yochal, lo tochlu, lo yochlu mean in general isra chila of isra hanah. And because of that, the Torah has to come explicitly and tell you by nevela that you're allowed to get hanah, which implies that anywhere else in the Torah we have these terms, the term means both isra chila and isra hanah. Where it says, what? You can't say that. Hani mila hecha denafkalan isra chila melo yochal. That only makes sense when you're using the lo yochal to teach you the basic isra chila. Because then you can say, why did the Torah write it as in Isur Achila, right? Lo Yochal, Lo Tochlu, even though it meant Achila and Anah, because it also wanted to tell you you're not allowed to eat it. Not only you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to get Anah here. But Hocha, Isur Achila, Mesokol, Isakil Nafka. Over here, we don't need the Lo Tochal to tell us you can't eat it. That's already because the animal's dead. It got stoned. You can't eat it. So now you're going to say,
that's where you're from the Vela.
What?
That's
it's,
where you're from the
Vela. Right, it's already in the Vela. Right, so Isakil, Isur Anahu, the Steve. So now the Torah comes to tell you about an Isur Hanah. Why would it formulate it as a lo tochal or lo yochal? You don't need that, right? So he says nichtov kras lo yehenet. Either right, don't get any benefit from it. Inami lo right yochal, right? It should say lo yochal. So just lo yochal without anything. But etzaro lomali. What do you need that etzaro? The additional etzaro for. So where it says, well, that's what it comes to teach you. The etzaro lomali afagav the shachte kein basar. Even though he shechted it and made it mutter, like batar, asur. It remains asur. So that's what it comes to teach you. The lo yochal, etzitzaro, that additional etzitzaro is what teaches you the iser hana'ah. So we're learning the iser achila from sakol isakel as the nevela. And then you have lo yochal etzitzaro, that additional etzitzaro comes to teach you that there's also an iser hana'ah here. So now, mati flor marzutra, ve'ema hakanahani, milaheka debodak tzur v'shachat ba. So maybe the only time that we say that shechita, right, works over here, is a problem over here, is if he actually, what, takes a stone, sharpens the stone, and shechs it with a stone, because mechzei keskila, because then it looks like keskila. Aval, shechtei b'takin, if he does it with a knife, lo, maybe that will be fine, that will be a kosher animal, that the restriction in the Torah of not shechting, lo yochal coming to teach you, that even if you shecht it after the Gemara din, it's still atzur, maybe it's only if you shecht it with a rock, because then it looks like sakol yisakel. If you shecht it with a knife, it'll be okay. It says, since when is shechita specifically enumerated in the Torah to be done by a knife? All the Torah says is that you must shecht an animal. Right? So, you must shecht an animal. It doesn't give you how to shecht the animal. It says you must shecht the animal. But, oh, Tanya, we have a price of a chol shechtim. You can shecht with anything. Ben betzur, ben betzchukit, whether it's a stone, glass, ben betrumit shel kana, whether it's a sharp wood. It has to be sharp, and you can shecht with anything. So therefore, what you shecht with should be irrelevant with the status of the animal over here. So now at this point, what we have is, we have an Isra Achila that comes out of Sakol Yisakel. Lo Yochal comes to teach us that even if you shecht it after the Gemar Din, still Asura. Et Tzaro comes along to teach us, what? Et Tzaro comes to teach us that even there is even an additional Isra Hana. Now the Gemara says, Hashka Naflan Isra Achila Isra Hana. Tavarum Lo Yochal. Now that I know an Isra Achila and Isra Hana from Lo Yochal, then hi Baal Sharon Anaki Lamayata. Before we use the Baal Sharon Anaki to teach us that in Isra Hana. Now we've already completed the Isra Hana without using the pasuk of Baal Sharon Anaki. The Gemara says that Ato Ganat Oro, to come to teach you that the skin is also Asura Benat. Why? Sakadat Kamina Lo Yochalit Bisaro, the formulation of the Hana has to do with Bisar. So Ktiv Bisaro Asur Boro Mutar. Right? So that we would think that it's Bisar that's the problem, but the skins would be Mutar. So comes along Baal Lashon Naki to tell you not only is the basar asur, but even the skin, even the hide is asur. So I says, Lahanach, Tzai Demachilei, Hai Baal Lashon Naki, the Chatzi Kofer, the Mei Vladot. Right, according to those Tanoim that say that they use the Baal Lashon Naki to teach you that even though by a muad, by a sure muad that kills, there's kofer, and that the Baal is also responsible if this person injures a pregnant woman and causes her to miscarry, that the owner is responsible. That's only a case of a sure muad. By a short time, When it comes to regular nezek, a short time, right, we say pays chatzi nezek. Over here we say Baal Shur Naki comes to teach you that there is, by a short time, no such thing as chatzi kofer and chatzi dmei vladot. This parsha is written simply by a shor muad. When it comes to short time, you are put to the gamre, you Baal Shur Naki. So not the row, minolohu. So if they use Baal Shur Naki to teach you that other din, what do they do with the, right, where do they know that the or is also a sur? So my says, me eight bisaro. Et a tafel with bisaro. They have the additional limud of et bisaro. Et is an inclusionary, an extra term of inclusion. So et includes not only the basar, but also the or. Vidach et lo darish. And the other parties who use Baal Shur Naki to learn out the or, say they're not doresh et. Et is not an inclusionary term. Why? Could it tell you? Shimon am suni, Ramadan am suni, hayadoresh kol etim shibatora. They used to darish in every et b'torah. Kim shigil et Hashem lokecha tira, peresh. Says, I don't know what to include here. What is like Yirat Hashem? You can't have anything on the plane or the same plane as Yirat Hashem. So he says, you know what? All these drashas of Et are no good. So all these etin until this point, what are you going to do with them? They're going after the emes of Torah means that just like when I was darshing them, I thought it was the real Torah. When I realized that I was wrong, the fact that now I'm parish from it is also limud Torah because I am after the emes of the Torah. That there is something to include Beit Hashem Lekecha Tira, that it also includes what? Talmidei Chachamim. That the Yirat Hashem, or the Yirat that you associate with Hashem, should also be associated with Talmidei Chachamim. Because again, the Talmidei Chachamim are the Miyatskim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world, that one has to see a connection, like we see in the Masechet Avot, that one person should get close to the Chachamim, so they can experience the Kedusha and the experience of Hashem, but don't get too close. Because you might get singed by their, right, by their coals. In that there is association of Shechina with the Talmidei Chachamim, so therefore you get close to them like you have Avat Hashem. But you still have to have an Yirat Hashem, so too you have to have an Yirat Talmidei Chachamim. That's what we learn out from the Et Hashem Elkecha Tira. So Rekiva was able to add that in, and then for continues this process of darshaning all the Et in Shabbat Torah. Okay, we'll stop over here.